Check it.
Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
And it sounds like this.
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4. The golden microphone.
Yeah. Fade away, fade away, fade away.
Is on.
Oh. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. 6:03 morning. We're live across the UAE. It's your Tuesday. Oh, that hurt.
Oh.
I did some boxing yesterday and my abs are hurting from it. So when I said, "Hal,"
it's been hurt.
Oh
no. That's good though. That's a sign that it's working, right?
Yeah, there's some core. There's some core right there. Just I put the gloves on and just started smashing.
What did you smash?
Jaguar. He's my trainer.
Jaguar.
Wait.
Yeah.
Your trainer's name is Jaguar.
Yeah, yeah. I call him Jaguar. Yeah. That's how he's known.
Jaguar Skills.
What?
Is that his name, Jaguar Skills?
No, where'd you get that from? Jaguar Striking is his name on Instagram.
Oh, right. Okay.
Steven is his real name.
Jaguar Skills. No, that's a DJ. A British DJ.
A DJ by night, a trainer by day.
Never know.
Now, this guy's really good. He holds like the pads and that for like professional fighters.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, he has to work with me.
What does he rate your skills?
This isn't pretty good.
Why do all your trainers seemingly just love all your athletic abilities?
Because
if they say anything negative, oh, they'll know about it.
Miraculously, any sport Chris tries, all the trainers are like, he's really good. Yeah. He could go pro.
Thank you.
Every single time.
I'm not telling him to say that. That's what they say. It's not my fault if I'm athletically gifted here, pretty. Okay.
I see.
The sport, could go pro.
Tell us a sport that you're bad at.
Golf.
I'd love to know.
Yeah,
golf.
Yeah.
Golf. He's bad at golf.
Oh, football.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah, golf. I'm not that bad at football.
But he can go pro.
Golf, I'm horrible. Yeah. Golf. I mean, it's such a hard sport.
Badminton.
Nah, I'm pretty good at it because I play tennis.
Tennis.
Yeah, golf is that one when they were teaching me how to have a shot. Is that what you call it? A shot?
Yeah.
Strike?
I have no idea.
It's like bend your knees, move forward a little bit, put one foot back.
It's hard.
Keep your back straight.
Mm.
Keep your chin tucked to your chest.
There's so much to think
about.
Keep
your arm straight.
Yeah.
But bend that arm a little bit. Now keep your eyes on the ball. Now just go. And you're like,
how?
There's 17 things I'm trying to remember here. It's so difficult.
But then he was working with his coach, and his coach said, "You're so great, you could
anyway,
go pro."
Whatever. Jaguar Striking. If anyone, I don't think you can actually book him.
He's unbookable, like Duvet.
He's unbookable. No, I think he is bookable, but
he's
not easy.
Like he's just too full.
Yeah, but he's it's good. Can I tell you a little tip after, losing a bunch of weight and all that? Boxing is such a good way to, like, strip down a little bit of fat without, like, doing that boring, let's get on a treadmill for an hour or go on a cross trainer. Like, you just box for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like 350 calories.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to try to fit that in a couple of days a week, which is nice.
Good for you.
How are you guys?
Doing okay.
Good. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, everything good?
Everything's good. I'm dying to go to the toilet, actually.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, what's the issue here?
I don't know.
Coffee
on an empty stomach is not a good idea.
All right, well, do you want to go now? I'm not going to...
I'm just letting you know.
Well, I'm not going to be comfortable, so just go. If I know that you've got to go,
like
just
I'm
go.
Squirming around, like I need to go there.
Okay, go.
Go,
leave,
go, 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 go.
Go on. Well, let's play a song and I'll go. I'll try and do it.
I haven't finished talking, though. You're not going to do it in a song, so if you leave now...
Rossi,
yeah.
You're not going to make it back in time no matter what. So just go.
Yeah, like if you
just
go.
Just go.
I was going to say, like, if you go now, you may be able to make it before we get to our first call
I'm
of
sorry,
the morning.
But I think it's coffee on an empty stomach.
We don't need TMI.
Okay.
Go.
I don't think it's that,
What is it?
I'm going to play a song for you, though. You're going to the bathroom now.
Yeah, what are you playing?
Chris.
Push it.
He's such an unusual man.
Rossi's runoff. Dedicated to Rossi. Oh, baby, baby.
I'll never be able to hear this song the same again.
Everybody picture Rossi.
No.
Going to the bathroom.
No.
I just want to hear the chorus. Are you good, pretty? Are you good?
No.
You're not good, you're okay.
Not after this.
First callers, call me. I want you on as our first callers. Let's go.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
All right, Marno, hello.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing very well, Marno. What's going on?
I'm Chris. I was actually the guy that gave you your first golf lesson.
You gave me my first golf lesson.
Yeah, you and Brianna came to Mado with Paul and Dominic.
Yes, that's right. With our friends.
How was he?
Yeah, tell him how bad I
was. Yeah.
Oh, mate, you were basically as stiff as a pole.
Oh, no, he's got stiff shoulders.
You not turn your body, and then asking you to keep your left arm straight was just a nightmare itself.
Now, as far as listening to instructions, how was Chris?
No, he's a good listener.
Thank you.
Look, he's going to put it. He's going to give an A for effort. Like he's going to try and do it, but it's just difficult to ask him to do something if main core rotation is not there, right?
Yeah, I have zero flexibility, like zero mono. Like there's not. Like I need to do yoga or I got to do something because it's getting worse as I get older as well. Now, where do you? Mono a great goal. Like, can I say? Because I remember that one lesson. You're very good at it, as in teaching people, because it's not...
You must have to be so patient.
Where are you teaching at now?
I've actually stopped Mado. We pursued our own business literally about under a year ago. We're about 10 months in now, and we opened up our own business called Club Lab Golf.
What's it called? Club what?
Club Lab Golf.
Club Lab Golf. And what do you do?
Club Lab Golf. It's basically indoor studios where we do elite coaching and bespoke fittings. Helping the guys obviously with coaching, and then my business partner Reg, he does all the fittings and custom builds.
The golf world is such a different world, and I feel like it's such a large, expansive world, but I don't know enough about it.
Like
the golf community is like so huge worldwide.
Yeah, and then
it's just so cool.
And it is, and obviously it's getting summer now, right? So it's going to just get hotter. So people are going to be more indoors than outdoors,
for sure.
And they're all addicted. You guys get addicted to this sport, and it becomes their life. I got a couple of uncles who are addicted to it. Like
that's their day.
Their life revolves where they go on vacation revolves around golf. Well, like it's just everything is golf.
Gotta have good golf clubs.
But like golf's the best place to do stuff like business and all of that on the pitch.
Of course, the golf course.
all my clients are like guys that. I teach them to play, but they actually want to kind of like do it for business purposes. So
sure. Well, good on you. If anyone went there, I've just gone to your Instagram. It's Club Lab Golf, first of its kind in the UAE. Expert golf club fittings and elite indoor coaching. That's awesome, Mono. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Big step leaving a company and starting your own. So good luck with it all. Okay.
Thank you so much, Pretty. Big Rossi. Have a nice day, guys.
See
you too.
All right. Yeah, we'll go down there one day.
I would love to try a golf lesson.
Let's do Top Golf one day with the Virgin team. I think we should do that.
Maybe we should go here and get some lessons. Because I don't like, I can already see your swing.
But I'm definitely more coordinated than you are.
No, far from it.
Ooh, there's a challenge.
I'm a dancer. I'm definitely more coordinated.
You are definitely more coordinated.
My coordination skills is pretty tight. Can we do let's do a coordination test then?
I don't know.
Find a coordination test.
Find a coordination test.
Is it going to be like touching your nose and rubbing your stomach? Is that what a coordination test is?
Maybe.
All right. Go out and play golf. Once in your life, play golf. That's all I'm going to say. Once in your life, at least do it.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
It's not like, don't do that. Basically saying, if you're cheating on me, I never want to know. Just go get a hotel room. Like, dude, what's wrong? What is wrong with you? That's like, that's the worst thing you could ever think of. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. 6:18 here on the Chris Fade Show. We're joined by Rossi today, which is fantastic news. Pretty's here. Busma, Nala, we're all... Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are we feeling always? You know, we're always up and early. How's everyone feeling today?
It's okay.
It's okay, Pretty. Busma, how are you feeling today?
Great.
Great. There we go. You all right with that, Ross?
Good.
Oh, Busma, he didn't like that you went into his microphone then. That's Rossi's microphone.
There's one over there.
Yeah,
it's turned off.
Yeah, that's right. She made the smart, quick move. She went to your microphone.
But don't come too close. I've got a cold sore, so.
Yeah, is it painful?
I don't know, but I'm worried because, like, I went to the pharmacy one time and he said it's related to stomach problems. And as you can hear, 5 minutes ago, I was on the toilet.
Can I be honest with you? What it's all related to?
What?
Stress and you're not getting enough sleep.
Is that what it is?
You get cold sores on your mouth because of that?
Stress.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Wait. What?
What? He's just given me sheets of paper here. Which one did you touch?
Cold sores are not contagious.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Highly contagious.
Really?
You have them for life?
Yes.
What do you mean for life?
It's have you ever had cold sores?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then you've got it in your system. You've got the virus within your system.
Yeah.
No, sorry, not cold sores.
Lovely. Sorry about this, guys.
Okay, well, Rossi, it's sleep and stress related. That's why your stomach's like that. That's why your lips are like that. You need to look after yourself. Okay?
We're worried for you.
We are. Stop gallivanting. Go home. What are you doing after the show today? Listen to this. Listen to this lineup. He's already exhausted, but listen to what he's going to do after the show.
Sorry, I'm still not sure about that.
Yes.
Sure.
Neither are we. Neither are we, Siri.
Why does our phones do that?
I don't know. Go ahead, Rossi.
What triggers it?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Maybe you push the button. Okay, come on.
So what am I doing after the show? Obviously, staying here, working late till 12 o'clock.
And Why? No, you're not.
Working late. I've got a lot of work to do here. So I obviously,
let him continue.
And then after that, I'm going to go home. Going to go and get Bob and Sue because they want to go and stay in a hotel somewhere because they're sick and tired of being woken up at 6 a.m. by the kids.
That's the parents, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll take them to the hotel, drop them off, come back, pick the kids up from school,
yeah,
spend time with the kids, then have our dinner, then go and do my quiz night.
Yeah, this is what happens.
Then,
this is what happens with him.
Dinner or lunch?
Lunch, dinner, lunch, all of it. Three meals a day.
I'm worried.
Well, you do the same stuff all the time.
I don't pick up the kids from school.
Well, I like it. That's the best time for me because that's when they tell you all about the day.
Oh, wait. I sit on the couch. They come into the house. They sit with me and they tell me everything whilst I'm watching sports.
sounds good, actually.
It's the best way to do it. They walk into me, the room.
They come to you instead of you going to them.
The school pickup and drop off is a nightmare. And to any parent that does that, congratulations, well done. That is a hard test. And to our drivers and our nannies that do that every day, well done.
I was driving down Shigside Road yesterday. I think it must have been school pickup time. Yeah. You know the Wellington?
Yeah, Wellington off, Shigside Road.
I've never seen so many cars.
Yeah, you're like a sheep.
I was like, what is happening?
You've got to like know little secret ways as well to get out. Like I'm a back alley man.
Yeah.
I know the ways everywhere. Around the area.
Yeah, my driver that we've got knows the way as well. Because when I went once to go pick them up and it's like 45 minutes waiting in traffic. And I said, how do you guys do this every day? And they're like, no, the kids are saying no. He goes another way. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Because where my kid's school is, there's like three schools nearly on the same block.
Yeah, I know, because it's near my kid's school.
It is just, chock-a-block every day.
And it's, I'm unfortunately one of those sand drivers sometimes.
You go on the sand.
Cutting over places and stuff like that.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that in your car anyway.
Yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah.
All right, 6:23. That's enough waffling of chat. We'll get back to the normal show now. Gossip, Pretty Malik. We're going to be checking it next.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are pleading with the public. What happened? I'll fill you in.
All right.
Time for an E! News hit. Gossip. That's the Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got, Pretty?
Do you remember Dodgeball?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
20 years later, they're going to do another one.
So good. Is that Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so Vince Vaughn is 100% coming back for Dodgeball 2. We're not sure about Ben Stiller.
Come on, Ben, do it.
Because Ben said he's not sure he wants to do another part to that movie.
Yeah, the first one was pretty bad, but it was
it's Dodgeball. So bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was like quite a cult movie.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it wasn't
after
like...
After the fact.
Yeah, it was... Like, I don't know. There was something about it that wasn't great, but it was so bad it was good.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And it was that typical Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller comedy.
Typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully, fingers crossed, Ben Stiller will come back.
I was going to say, has Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler ever done a movie together? Because I would love to
watch
these two.
Let's just
in the same movie.
Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler.
You know that Ben Stiller character that's always like, making a mess?
Yeah.
And then you've got that Adam Sandler character that's always like doing things wrong, but angry.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Apparently they've done long time. I have even Clara Stone. They collaborated. Happy Gilmore. Was Ben Stiller in Happy Gilmore?
No.
No.
They've collaborated. That's what it says. They've collaborated on several films together.
Maybe he was.
I'll do some more research
on that. Happy Gilmore, Meyerowitz Stories,
what about
and Hubie Halloween.
Wedding Singer? No.
Oh, no, he wasn't in that. Okay.
No.
Sophie Turner accidentally posted a video of her 2-year-old daughter, who she has with her husband, Joe Jonas, on Instagram stories. And now she's pleading with the public to delete any screenshots. She wrote on Instagram, "Earlier today, I made an honest mistake accidentally posting a video of our daughter on stories. We have always advocated for our kids' rights to privacy, so sharing this publicly is against anything I stand for. If anyone has screen recorded or grabbed or, you know, taken a screenshot, she's pleading with them to please, please delete it because it was an accident."
Good luck.
I don't know how that's going to happen. Hey, but she's trying.
No chance. Now, this is going to even go more viral because she's asked people not to share it.
Oh, no.
No, that's not going to happen.
She made a mistake. Yeah. What can you do? This was shocking news yesterday. The death of MasterChef star Jacques Zanfrillo at 46 years old.
He took his own life, they're saying, didn't they?
They haven't said the specifics yet. All we know is that he was discovered by police at a hotel in Melbourne at about 2 a.m. after the police were sent there to perform a welfare check. He's survived by his wife, Lauren, and 4 other children. It's not being treated as suspicious, and we don't know what the other circumstances are. Of course, tributes are pouring in from around the world, from the likes of Jamie Oliver and so many around the world.
Like a celebrity chef, right?
Yeah, I loved him on the show, too.
My brother knew him because my brother works in TV in Australia. He messaged me first. He's like, "Man, just, you know," they'd interacted a few times here
he
and there.
He seems like a lovely guy.
And he seemed like that lovable guy. But again, early reports are saying that he did unfortunately take his own life, which you never know what someone's gone through. You never know. And his family, I think, were in Mexico. They were on holiday somewhere else.
So they sent the police to do a welfare check because I believe, which means they hadn't heard from him.
And
so they sent the police to like check on it.
Horrible times. Our thoughts and prayers with the family. Finally, pretty.
Selena Gomez is getting shaded by her organ donor. You guys know the story, right? So Selena Gomez had a transplant, and the person that she got the transplant from, actress Francia Risa, they kind of fell out afterwards. So the paparazzi caught up with her and they tried their best to get a comment, and she would not break.
So this is Francia, who donated, was it a kidney or something to Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a listen here.
You guys still talk?
It's a good day, isn't it? It's so pretty out now.
You guys do talk still, right? Why do you not follow her back? She followed you.
Did you know I'm from the Valley?
Are you willing to follow her back? Will you follow her back eventually?
What kind of treaty is it? Probably avocado? No.
Wow, interesting. She's obviously avoiding all the questions.
Yeah, it's just she won't follow Selena back. Selena's followed her, but she won't follow her back. It's weird. It's very weird. They share a body part.
But she doesn't follow her, yeah?
Francia, what's her name?
Risa.
How do you spell that surname?
R-R-A-I.
I found it. Oh, gosh, she's got 1.5 million followers.
She's an actress.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She looks a little bit like Selena. Wow, she's been on, like, big shows. She's been on some massive shows.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, they're good. They were best friends. And now they just don't talk to each other.
Now, was that because Selena Gomez, in one end of the interviews, she didn't thank her? I think she didn't mention her.
One of the billion interviews that she did about this whole procedure, she didn't mention her name. And then they fell out.
All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
All right, we are doing your pub quiz, which you do on a legit Tuesday evening. Tell me what's going on here. How does it all work, Rossi?
So I'll give you 5 questions. It's Chris versus Pretty. Highest score wins.
All right, let's go. So you guys, wherever you're listening to this from, be it right now, live across the UAE, on the podcast, you can play along with us. Let's go.
You can play along. Let's go for it. Here we go. Okay, question number one.
Question number one.
In what country would you find Mount Kilimanjaro? What country would you find? Geography is not your strong point, Chris.
I have no idea.
In what country would you find Mount Kilimanjaro?
Can you tell me the continent?
No, don't say anything.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
I really don't know.
Don't say it.
I swear I don't know.
You've got to write our team names as well, by the way.
Yeah, I need a team name.
Yeah.
I'm sure Chris will choose a nice humorous team name.
Okay, what's the next question?
Question number two. Which Grammy-nominated New York rapper passed away in April of 2021?
Say that again. Which
Grammy-nominated New York rapper passed away in April of 2021.
New York rapper. Don't tell me, Pretty.
Okay. You can do it, Chris.
You know it.
Notorious B.I.G.
Nope.
Just a few years off.
I'll come back to it. Go ahead.
Question number three. Where is the strongest human muscle located? Where is the strongest human muscle located?
Got it.
No
you
chance.
Know?
Really?
Well, I know where mine is.
Okay, question number four.
Question number four.
I really...
What phone company produced the 3310 phone?
Easy.
Question number five. What country has the most islands?
On the street.
Islands.
In the street.
In the sea.
Isn't that the song?
Islands in the
stream.
Stream.
What country, you said, has the most islands?
Yeah. Passes a spare pen. I don't want to touch your pen, actually. Anyone got a spare pen?
Nope. All right. There we go. My answers are in. So now we hand in our answers to Big Rossi. He's going to mark...
That's my pen you've got there.
He's going to mark Pretty's, and then he's going to mark mine. We'll see who's the winner here.
Go and get another pen.
Let's do this fairly quickly here, Ross. Oh, who's you marking now? Who are you marking?
I'll tell you in a minute.
I remember the rapper.
Who? Who'd you say?
DMX.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I should give you that one.
Yes, face. Yes, it is. So you said where is it located?
Yeah, where about in the face?
Tongue.
Yeah, it's
the tongue. Oh, I wrote.
It is the tongue. But you said where is it located? So I said face.
Do I give him face?
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't say what body part. You said where on
He's
the body.
Right.
I said where is the strongest human muscle located?
Yes. Where is it? You didn't say what is it.
I mean, if you want to get real specific, it's the mouth.
What and where is exactly what it is.
So you're saying it's the tongue.
I'm saying it's on the face.
Okay, let's just go through the answers.
Okay, so here's the answers then. Mount Kilimanjaro. Guys, come on.
It's not Nepal.
Why are you writing Nepal and why are you writing Kenya?
I have no idea.
It's Tanzania, guys.
I have no idea. At least those are right in the continent.
The rapper that passed away, DMX.
Yes.
Going to give it to you.
Okay. Number three. Now this one. Where is the strongest human muscle located? My answer is jaw.
So yes, that's correct.
On the face.
He gets that.
You didn't ask the question right, so I got one there.
3310 is a Nokia, obviously.
Yeah.
Good, I got that one as well.
Country that's got the most islands. What did you put, Pretty?
Fiji.
What did you put, Chris?
Maldives.
The actual answer is Sweden.
Sweden has the most islands.
270,000, actually.
That means, did I win it?
Yeah.
Yes. Say it, I haven't won in years.
So on a score of two, my name is Pretty. Well done to you, Pretty. You got two.
Well done, Pretty.
Thanks. I'm exhausted and old on three.
Oh, are you okay, Ross? What's wrong? I won.
It's my team name.
What's your team name? What's my team name?
I'm exhausted and old.
Oh, Ross, you don't say that about yourself. You look great, though. I know you're tired. Get some sleep.
Thanks.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. Come on! The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Pop and do your thing.
Is on.
Powered by RadBank.
All right, we're ready to go. We're live with Sean. Hello!
Habibi. Assalamu alaikum.
Aleikum salam, brother. How are you?
I am a huge Chris Fade fan. Woo!
Oh, I love you, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of Sean, ladies and gentlemen, all right?
You're fabulous.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. You ready to win the money? 10,000. Come on. You want it?
Oh, yes, please. Can I have it without a question?
I wish it was that easy. Rack Bank and us here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Sean is hopefully going to win it today. What do you do, Sean?
I am into the fitness industry, sir.
I don't know. It's weird. I could tell. Maybe it was the energy.
The positivity.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you a PT? What do you do?
I am a PT and I do basketball coaching as well. Miami Heat, baby. Miami Heat.
Excuse me.
Go the Lakers. She's New York over here as well.
Excuse me.
Who are you, Pretty? Jets.
The Knicks.
Okay.
Jets is American football.
Sean, have you heard the whole Butler story? Have you heard the background about Butler?
Oh, lovely stuff, right? This homeless guy got picked up by families and yep. Different
babies
today now. Come on, man.
Yeah, so one of the stars of the NBA basketball right now is Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
And it's a remarkable story. He's basically, his mum kicked him out and didn't want him, I think, at the age of around 13.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And he had nowhere to go. So he started just sort of sleeping on the couches of his friends.
Mm.
And eventually one of the mothers, after him sleeping there for months, said, listen, I'm taking you in. I'm going to become your mom. And at the age of, you know, that, how beautiful. I got goosebumps saying that story. Anyway, then he was a good basketball player, but wasn't great.
Right.
Didn't get signed to any colleges, but kept trying and kept persisting. And eventually, years later, makes the NBA.
Amazing.
He's now in the playoffs, and he's dominating the game. He's one of the greatest players right now in the playoffs.
That's awesome.
And here's another.
Can you say sweep?
There's no chance. Miami's not going through, I'm telling you now.
Well, they won the first game, Freddie. So sorry.
One win. Congratulations. Good
Can I tell you another one? This is another rumor that you can go on YouTube and have a look. They're saying that Jimmy Butler is Michael Jordan's lost son.
Get out!
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that one?
They put them next to each other, yeah?
Yeah, then there's a whole story that Michael Jordan has a child that no one knows who he is.
Yeah.
And he was in this town where he grew up, you know, 30 years ago. Yeah, it's an interesting little one. All right, listen, enough of that. 7:10 right now. Let's get you 10,000 dirhams cash. Are you ready to do this?
I've been ready 10 minutes ago, Habibi.
All right, let's go. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. This is Sean. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right
now.
Where would you wear a stiletto heel?
A modeling.
Where would you wear it on the body? Where would you wear it?
Shoes. Hello.
What country was Arnold Schwarzenegger born in? Okay, who is the lead singer? Who was the lead singer of Linkin Park?
Oh, no, sorry.
Who is Justin Bieber's wife? Hailey?
Bieber.
How many Hobbit-titled movies have been released? Three, four, or six? Okay.
Three.
What was created first, Twitter or Instagram?
Twitter.
Who played the role of Doctor Strange in the 2016 movie?
Cumberbatch.
What company made the first ever mobile phone, Motorola or Ericsson?
Ericsson.
Don't listen to her. Who sings the song So What and Who Knew?
I don't know.
What emirate is Suffolk Park in?
Dubai.
What company made the first mobile phone?
Motorola.
Yeah, I'll give it to you because you're just a nice guy. 700 dirhams all yours. Well done.
700 dirhams?
You're great.
Yeah, he needs his own show.
I am 700 dirhams richer.
You sure are. Arnold Schwarzenegger, born in Austria. Chester Bennington was the lead singer of Linkin Park. And Pink sings So What and Who Knew. That would have got you the 10K, but you did 700 with Rack Bank and us here on the Chris Fade Show. Congratulations, Sean.
Thank you very much, guys. I love you all.
We love you back, mate. Thanks for the energy. It's back tomorrow at 7:10. Take our money.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Jay Sean hits an old school on Virgin Radio 104.4. I chat to Jay at least every 3 weeks. The guy is such an amazing human being. He's looking at signing new artists now, so he's got his own like sort of label out. And he's
did you send your demo?
Yeah, I sent my demo. I don't know why. Whenever I send my music, he just stops the communication.
He doesn't want to do the collab.
Why? I'm not sure.
You know, he didn't come to. I was very upset. Tell him I'm very upset with him.
What's that?
He didn't come to the studio. He was here.
Yeah, he was exhausted. He came to Dubai about 3 weeks ago to perform, but he was in and out. But I wanted to do a sequel to that song called Down. I wanted to do one called Up.
How would it go?
Exactly the same, but instead of down, it's up, 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 up.
So, baby, are you up?
Up, 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 up. Yeah, it'd be nice. It's a positive song rather than being a negative, you know. Talking about negativity, Rossi's not in the studio, but we've got him on the phone. Hello, Rossi. Welcome to Virgin Radio.
Like, I go for 5 minutes and then you're doing jokes like that.
Pretty good, eh?
Horrible. Anyway, on the plus side, it sounded great on the radio.
Thanks, mate. We're doing Big Rossi's science experiment in about 5 minutes here, guys. However, he's had to step out of the studio because he's getting set up for the science experiment. What are you doing right now?
I take one for the team, setting things up, boiling eggs.
Okay.
I'm boiling eggs.
So he's boiling an egg to get this experiment. Now, we advise you not to do what I think you're doing. Are you boiling the egg in the work kettle?
Absolutely not. You know that's against the rules. The signs everywhere. I would not boil an egg in a kettle.
That means yes.
I've brought a cooker with me.
Yeah. He's doing it in the kettle.
Yeah.
Can I just know which one you're using so I know not to use that one today, please?
Is it the kettle in the kitchen near the studio or is it the smaller kitchen?
It's I'm using a cooker. I'm not using a kettle.
We'll let everyone know not to use that one.
All right. So Rossi is boiling the egg in the kettle right now, even though he's been advised not to. And he's going to be back in studio hopefully in the next 5 minutes, and we'll actually get the experiment underway.
Chris.
Yeah.
How am I going to come back in the studio? Because I have to microwave the egg, and then when it comes straight out, we have to cut it open.
Oh, so the whole experiment's going to happen over there.
Well, yeah. Well, do you want me to bring the microwave down there?
Yeah,
I've got a screwdriver.
No,
why?
Because
why do you need a screwdriver?
You cannot. No, because I don't want to give too much of the experiment away, but the ending is that the egg will explode, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, I've done one boil now, Chris, so I'm going to turn it back on and do another one then, right?
All right. Anyway, it's 7:18. Thank you, Rossi. We'll be back with Rossi next, either live from the kitchen or live in the studio here as he gets his experiment underway. You've brought the microwave into the studio.
Yeah.
This is not going to end well. We can't have an exploding egg in the studio, because what is the experiment coming up next?
The exploding egg, microwave an egg for 3 minutes. And then put a knife in and it explodes.
But I thought you said we're not going to do it in the studio. I thought you said
where do you want me to do it?
You just said on the phone you're going to do it in the kitchen. Why are you getting angry at me? You said it.
He's tired because he carried the whole microwave.
He said, I won't do it in the studio. I'm doing it in the kitchen.
I don't think we should have an exploding egg in the studio.
Every time, like, you guys, you're Chris Fade, right?
Yep, hi.
We are.
Hi, Chris.
You two, you know, how many followers have you got on Instagram? Responsible for the station. Have some guts.
Yep. I just don't want them around the studio, the guts of the egg, because it will stink. It will smell.
Be strong.
We're going to be much trouble.
We hold on. This is our own home as well. We live in this room.
Yeah.
So we don't want to pollute our own room. What's that saying? Don't. No,
on
I
your
say
doorstep.
Don't say that.
Okay, so listen. Yeah. Well, it's not going to be as good if I'm in the kitchen doing it.
Yeah, it is. It'll be fine. Go.
It's all about the video.
Yes, we'll watch it live on Instagram.
Yeah, I think you should carry the microwave back. He's going to carry
just
it back.
Just a bunch
now.
Of chickens, like the fish you didn't want to do in the studio.
It's not chicken, it's an egg.
No, you two are just.
But what came first?
The experiment's up next. Let's see what happens. It's next. Hold on. Welcome to Big Rossi's Science Experiments. We've got Big Rossi with us right now. Hi, Big Rossi.
Hello.
he's upset because he carried the microwave from the kitchen to the studios here.
Yes.
We've now told him to go back to the kitchen. He's had to take his microwave back to the kitchen because this experiment involves an exploding egg.
Well, that's what we're trying to find out, if it's going to explode or not.
Correct. We've seen the experiment. Rossi, could you explain what you're doing here now, mate?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Jeez. Whoa. What's happening here? Is this correct? I don't know if this is right. Oh, right. My gosh.
Okay, is everyone okay, first of all?
The egg has exploded already in the microwave.
It's great.
And I'm afraid for my safety, so I think I might just stop that.
Okay, now we are live on the Chris Fade Show Instagram page. If you would like to, if it's safe to do so wherever you're hearing this or listening to us from, we are live on the Chris Fade Show Instagram page. We can go live to the kitchen right now. I would like to see this. Why isn't it coming up? Oh, there it is. Now we're live. Okay, hold on. Let me turn it down so I can see. So, Rossi, what is the experiment meant to be? Could you explain it? Thanks.
Boil an egg for 3 minutes. Okay.
Boil an egg for 3 minutes, okay.
Put it in the peel the egg, put it in the microwave after that on its own for 3 minutes, and then you take it out and stand back from afar and then cut the egg. Don't do this at home, by the way, kids. It's silly and stupid, but I'm just doing it to see if it works.
Okay, well, I'm watching our live feed right now, and I can see that the egg has already exploded in the microwave, right?
It's very, 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 very hard boiled at the moment. I'm going to have to do a lot of cleaning up here. I think I'm going to be in a lot of trouble, to be honest.
Oh my gosh.
Can you stick up for me? Because I'm just doing this for the entertainment purposes. There's no malice intended. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you going to clean the? Can you clean the microwave though? This is a horrible experiment. In future, could the experiments be done in the studio with not like an exploding egg? Possibly.
Well, yeah, okay, what a really exciting experiment can we do in the studio? Like, all of the most exciting experiments.
involve explosions and that's everything. I can't be doing it in the studio. I think we should just dump this segment.
No, I love this segment.
What about, like, will Rossi survive, like, his job? That's an experiment.
Excuse you.
Maybe. But, yeah. Like, this is the second experiment now that's failed because you were messing me about saying that I've got to go and do it somewhere else.
Okay.
And it just throws everything off kilter. And now it's just
kilter,
pointless.
Off kilter.
We're getting some comments on the live feed right now from Mike. Will there be a Dubai Bling Season 2? Yes, there will.
Priorities.
If you want to see this, we're still live on the Instagram page. Just go to Chris Fade Show on Instagram. You'll see Rossi looking... Like Rossi
concerned.
Does.
Concerned. Yeah. Hannon says, eat it, Rossi.
Eat the egg, mate. You've wasted food there. We don't want to waste the food. Eat the egg, Ross.
Oh, I'll have to eat it. I do like a hard-boiled egg. What? Yes, okay.
Say hi, Alita.
How are you? All right, well, we'll stick up for you, mate, if anything happens. Don't worry. We've always got your back here.
Thank you. You best have.
All right, mate.
Because I've always got your back.
I know, mate. I know you have. All right. Take care. There he is. There's Big Rossi. Live from our kitchen there. Oh, the boss is ringing me. Hold on one second. Let me just... Hello? Yeah. No, it was Rossi's idea. I've got nothing to do
Chris,
with it.
Stick up for him.
No, Rossi did the whole thing, boss.
Chris.
Yep. No, I know.
Chris.
No, if you think you should fire him, do it. Okay.
No.
Just waiting for Rossi to come back into the studio. I think, Meshka, what about this science experiment? What's actually gone wrong here?
So he missed a big step is putting the hard-boiled egg in cold water, in ice cold water for a minute.
So he was supposed to boil the egg, then put it into ice water, which he's missed that step, and that's why it's exploded in the microwave?
Yes.
Yeah, typical Rossi. All right. Thanks, Meshka. We'll definitely let him know. Steve, how would you like to wrap up the science experiment?
The experiment was a bit of a joke, a bit like Everton.
Yes, the experiment was a joke, just like Everton.
Ouch.
Oh, Rossi's just come to the studio, and that's a great way to wrap up this segment. The experiment was like a joke, like Everton there.
Who's Steve? Hello, Steve?
Hi, Big Rossi.
You're a Liverpool fan, are you?
No, mate, I'm an Arsenal fan.
We'll leave it there.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. All the E! News first.
Gossip and entertainment.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
He's scared.
The Met Gala is on right now in New York City. What is the Met Gala?
So the Met Gala is a fundraiser for the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where they do these beautiful installations honoring fashion, honoring art.
Okay.
It's $50,000 for one ticket.
What?
But it's invite only. So once you are allowed to enter, you pay $50,000. Designers usually buy out a whole table for about $300,000. However, the guest list, whoever they want to invite, despite paying, must be approved by Anna Wintour. If she says nope, that person is not allowed. That person is not allowed.
So someone's willing to pay $50,000 for this one ticket to this night, and Anna could still say no, we don't want them to go.
Only if you get the invite.
Wow, that's crazy.
Exactly.
Can I ask you something? They're raising money for it.
Yeah.
I would feel like the actual gala itself probably costs $4 or $5 million
to put on.
Couldn't they just use that money instead?
Well, no. It's kind of it's also sometimes they walk down fashion memory lane. A lot of the celebrities bring out these vintage pieces that we haven't seen
Marilyn
for a while.
Monroe from Kim Kardashian.
So it's a real moment in fashion when it comes to it. This year's theme is kind of controversial. In honor of the late designer Karl Lagerfeld. Why is it controversial? A lot of the comments and stories that we've heard about him over the years, but obviously he's been an iconic figure in fashion when it comes to Chanel.
I don't know. Is there bad stuff about him?
There's some... I don't want to get into it. There's a lot. Just Google it.
Yeah, okay.
The co-chairs this year were Dua Lipa, Roger Federer, Penelope Cruz, Michaela Coel, along with Anna Wintour. Hold on.
Again, Roger Federer. Yeah. What's that got to do with it?
Well, he's one of the co-chairs.
What does co-chairs mean?
That means that Dua Lipa, Roger Federer, Penelope Cruz, Michaela Coel, they all come together to curate what the night is going to look like for these celebrities. No one knows what to expect inside until they actually get inside. Mm. No phones allowed inside. That's an Anna Wintour rule.
Really?
No phones inside, and they have an experience inside of the Met Gala.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. All right, so what do we need to know?
Okay, there's so many things that happen, so I got to get through it all. The pregnancy surprises. Model Karlie Kloss announced that she's pregnant with baby number 2 when she stepped out.
Who?
And Karlie Kloss, she's ex best friend of Taylor Swift. Very important.
Let's not. We don't need to know that.
Just because you don't care doesn't mean other people
don't.
Know,
do you know who
Carly Kloss? Yeah, she's the Taylor Swift's friend.
He's got no idea.
Nala will tell you that it's important.
Yeah,
okay,
right, yeah.
Serena Williams also announced she's expecting baby number two. Oh,
we care about good. That one.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really cute. She posted up a picture with her husband and said the three of us are going to the Met Gala, which is very
she's
sweet.
She's drinking juice for the night. Juice, get
juice.
It? Tennis pun.
I love it.
Okay.
Love, I get it.
Congratulations. I'm just going to keep rolling because I have so much to get to.
I let you do that one. Let.
Yeah. Sure, go. Ace, sorry. That was ace.
Ice Spice attended her first Met Gala this year as Anna Wintour's special guest, and this is a huge honor. That means Anna handpicked Ice Spice to attend alongside her. She wore custom Balmain and she was so excited on the red carpet. Have a listen.
Okay, here's Ice Spice.
I'm just so grateful. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I was like really nervous like approaching the carpet.
Right.
And once I heard everybody screaming, I was like, I felt better.
I like
she looks so cool, hair, doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks really cool.
I like Ice Spice.
Yeah,
like
she's
as in,
cool.
If you don't know Ice Spice, it's this song here.
You know? Look inside your heart,
Ice Spice, she raps. She's really good. Yeah,
yeah,
all
she's
right.
Cool. Okay, there was a fashion faux pas, major fashion faux pas. Two people showed up in the same dress. Olivia Wilde and editor-in-chief Margaret Zhang for Vogue China showed up wearing the same dress.
How would you avoid that?
One was white, one was black, but they were both a vintage-inspired Chloe dress.
Mm.
And I feel like the fashion house should have known that they're both wearing the same dress. And finally, the biggest thing this year was cats on the red carpet. So if you didn't know, Karl Lagerfeld left behind a cat, Chopette, which he loves.
Okay. Like an actual cat.
Okay, yeah. And so Doja Cat got prosthetics on her face.
Yeah.
Well, her name's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
And then she showed up with like cat ears, so she looked like a cat.
Yeah, she is.
Then Jared Leto showed up as Chopette the cat.
Okay.
Like he wore a full furry cat costume on the red carpet.
Good on him.
Which was interesting. And that wasn't the only live creature on the red carpet, because a cockroach also made its grand entry.
A cockroach
at the Met Gala red carpet. I mean, it is New York City after all.
A lot
so
of cockroaches
it's
and rats.
Very expected. This was an unusually large cockroach, even for New York City.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Pretty Mal. Gives us always the best rundowns of these big shows like the Met Gala. Thank you so much. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
What's that? Oh no, we really do. Guys, up next, we have the exclusive interview live from the Met Gala in New York City with the cockroach.
Go,
hold on. It's
just,
next.
Please.
It's
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
Live from the Met Gala.
Gosh.
Guys, we do this here on the Chris Fade Show. No one else gets these exclusive interviews. We have the one, the only, the cockroach live from the Met Gala. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Chris Fade? Good to see you guys. Good to hear from you. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm doing real well.
Oh, that's amazing. So good to have you on. Thank you. I know it's very busy there right now. Now, why did you do it? Why did you get onto the red carpet?
Oh, this is the hottest event of the year.
Sure.
I knew I had to be here.
Oh, my God.
How could you have this event without having me?
Okay.
You know we're indestructible. You know we're everywhere.
That's so true. And can I ask you, how did you actually get onto the red carpet?
Oh, you know, I get in everywhere.
Okay.
I'm small, I'm sleek, and I can get into any little crack. There ain't no stopping me. I hit up that Anna Wintour, and she completely ignored me. So no one ignores me, Joe the Cocky. I'm going to get myself where I want to go. So I'm chilling here on the Met Gala red carpet. I'm seeing all the celebrities, and I'm having the best time of my life.
That's Joe the Cockroach, live from the Met Gala red carpet. I know you're very busy. I know you've got to go, but let me ask you, what are you wearing?
Yeah. We used to kick it back with Karl Lagerfeld back in the day. I used to hang around in his bathroom. Man, it was good in there. Let me tell you, I'm wearing some vintage Chanel, and you ain't seen Chanel until you see it on a cockroach.
Okay, thanks so much. Have you seen anyone famous as well, Joe?
I've been seeing everyone come by. I'm getting so close I can smell them. I just saw Zendaya.
She's
Kim
there.
Kardashian, let me tell you, gimme. She looking good.
Okay.
She looking fly. I saw Kendall Jenner.
Oh.
Everyone here right now.
And who do you really want to see, though, Joe the Cockroach?
Well, let me tell you this, Chris. I may be a cockroach, But there's only one thing that I want to see right now, and I want to see Rihanna. I want to see Riri. I've been trying to get to Riri for the last 20 years, and this is the closest I ever got.
Wow.
I know she may have ASAP Rocky, but wait till she meets ASAP Cocky.
Oh,
okay, we'll leave it there. Joe the Cockroach, live from the Met Gala there, the red carpet. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Keep it cool. Say what up to my cockroaches in the UAE.
Wow, exclusive there with Joe.
It's amazing how you can talk to the animals like Dr. Doolittle, Chris.
Well, you know what? Communication, the art of it. I've mastered it somewhat.
I can't believe what just happened.
Yeah, I'm not. How was that world-breaking, yeah?
You know, I was hearing you earlier when you said somebody made a complaint about you guys fighting.
Yep.
But you don't get this kind of stuff on any other radio station anywhere in the world.
That's right. You tell them, Amna. That's right. We just had Joe the Cockroach on, all right? No, all the other shows were trying to get it.
I wonder why.
Yeah, they all wanted Joe. I got him. Thanks.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
I'm so happy. We've got a lot of technicians and engineers in the studio right now because we're trying to plug in this amazing musical instrument, and that musical instrument is called the harp.
Yes.
All right. And on the show with us right now, we have world record holder, Guinness World Record holder for the longest harp marathon ever. The one, the only, Katarina.
Woo!
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
So, firstly, the Guinness World Record, how long did you play the harp for to get this record?
Okay, I played for 31 hours, 1 minute, and 54 seconds.
What?
You played the harp straight?
Actually, there was a guideline, so for each continuous hour, I had 5 minutes break. So I divide them as I want, so I was playing around 4 hours and having 20 minutes break.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Did you sleep?
No.
Now, can I tell you? Pretty Rossi and I, many years ago, we did our show for about 30 hours. We did the radio show nonstop for 30 hours, right? We started to get delusional and we went a little bit crazy at around hour, I'd say 22. Did you get the same? Were you feeling funny?
No, for me, it's like a meditation when I play, you know? So I was just...
You're in the zone.
Yeah, you know, step by step, like 4 hours by 4 hours.
Wow.
Did you know, like, because surely towards the end of it, you must have been exhausted.
Okay.
Did you still know what you were playing, or you were just like, let's just keep strumming and see what's coming out?
You know, there was a struggle around 5, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But I was using chair and I almost fall from the chair.
Oh, my. And here's another thing I want to ask you. I play the guitar somewhat. If I play the guitar for a little bit, like, let's say 45 minutes.
Yeah.
By then, my fingers, they may not be conditioned very well. They start to hurt because you're pressing the strings. The harper's strings, the same similar. Were your fingers not numb? Were you not cramping up?
Oh, yeah, they were. You know, like before I finish, I was joking. I was saying, like, my fingers, I feel like it's macaroni.
Yeah.
I was full of blisters in the end. But
funny,
next day, I wanted to play harp and I just couldn't touch the strings.
Of course.
No, of course.
Well, we're so glad that we've got you in studio. Guinness World Record holder. What's your Instagram? If someone wants to follow you on Instagram, is it Slavrada? Is that?
Yes. It's Slavrada/official.
Okay, so it's SLAVRADA_official.
Yes.
If you'd like to see her in action, we're gonna film her right now and have her on the show. But that's SLAV Slavrada RADA_official. You're very close to my harp because I met you the first time. You played the harp at our wedding, at Brianna and I at our wedding, and I just want to say thank you so much because that was just such a beautiful moment. And I don't know if I even got to say thank you because it was such a,
of course,
you know, everything was going on. But I do remember walking down the aisle with my mum, and you played a beautiful song, and I want to say thank you for that.
Aww.
Oh, thank you. I almost cried when you were walking there, you know.
Yeah.
It was so emotional.
It was beautiful.
But can I tell you, the harp set the mood. I don't know about you guys. Nala, Pretty, you guys were there. Like, didn't the harp set the mood as we were coming down?
But it was the perfect setting. Like, you were perfect for the moment, the emotion, everything, you know, and you truly did make that happen. An instrumental part.
There it is. Instrumental part. Pretty said it. Okay, so what we're going to do with Catherine in a moment, we're going to try to plug the harp into our radio station here.
Yeah.
And we're going to perform a couple of songs. I can't wait as well. More with Katharina next. Thank you, Kate. We appreciate it. Welcome. You're in a live show right now. This is beautiful. We've got Guinness World Record holder who has played the harp for the longest time ever. A marathon, ladies and gentlemen. She played it for 31 hours, 1 minute, 54 seconds. The harp. Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Katharina is hanging out with us right now. We have the harp in the studio. She's about to perform for us. Now, I've asked her.
Have you made a request?
I've made a request.
What's yours?
Now, Katharina actually played at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to hear my wedding song, which was this. Sure Thing. You know Sure Thing?
Miguel.
I love this
Such
song,
a good song,
right? Sure Thing for me. And this was before it was like played on the radio so
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Brianna and I's song, right?
Painter, baby, you could be the muse.
So good.
I'm the reporter, baby.
So I've said to Katharina, can you do it? And you've said,
yes.
You can. So right now, playing the harp for us across the UAE, Guinness World Record holder. You can get her on Instagram at Slavrada. That's SLAVRADA _ official. Take it away. Katharina, Guinness World Record holder, longest harp marathon player ever. Give her a round of applause. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. So, and
wow.
can I tell you, I just asked Katharina to learn that like recently. And how many strings are on that thing? How many strings are on a harp?
Oh, yeah, this depends on the harp. On this one, it's 30.
32 strings, and you play it like it's, you know, every one to hit. How do you know?
No, it's just a habit, you know.
It's a habit. How long have you been playing for?
I started when I was 7, so pretty most of my life.
All right. Well, you're absolutely amazing. A lot of messages coming through this morning. Before we get Katharina out, we want to hear one more pretty.
I have a request.
What do you want to hear?
I would love Miley Cyrus Flowers.
Wow.
Because it's been in my head for the last 24 hours.
Can you do it? Do you know Miley Cyrus Flowers?
Yes, I do, but with some adjection.
I'll take it.
All right, let me have this.
I can buy myself flowers.
All right, we all know this song. All right.
Yep.
All right, you want to give it a go?
I will give it a shot.
All right, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. If you're on, let's see if we get this one now. This is Katharina again on Instagram. You can follow her, SLAV, Slavrada, RADA _ official. We are going for Miley Cyrus Flowers on the harp. She's the Guinness World Record holder for the longest harp playing ever in the world. Give her a round of applause. Thank you. Come on. Unbelievable.
That was so beautiful.
I don't need to tell you that you're talented. I think you already know that because you are. You're absolutely amazing. Thank you for coming in. And I know that's not an easy instrument to carry around. Where can we see you perform? Are you around? Where do you perform at if someone wants to see that? We're getting a lot of messages of like, you're playing from the heart. Oh my gosh, I'd love to hear more of this. Where can we hear you play?
Okay, currently I have a residence in Jumeirah Al Naseem Hotel. Amazing hotel.
Oh, you're at Jumeirah Al Naseem. Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
All right, so if you want to go and check out Katharina and how she plays in real life, because it's even better than hearing it just on the radio, you can go to the Jumeirah Al Naseem. You're fantastic. And again, I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting.
Pleasure. Wow, so good. Ragua has just called through. What did you think about Katharina on the harp, Ragua?
She was amazing. I mean, she said it was a sense of meditation, and really when they started playing, I could literally feel it from my heart, and I literally got the chills.
Agreed. Totally agree with you. Thank you for calling.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
I said it was going to split the room because I feel like it could. I watched The Whale last night.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you watched it, Ross?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think? Now, if you've watched The Whale, this is the one that won all the Oscars.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. If you get on it, if you've watched it, I just want to know your thoughts. 04-871-5544. If you've watched the Brendan Fraser Oscar award-winning movie, The Whale, 04-871-5544. I think I watched it on Disney Plus last night.
Yeah, I think. Is it Disney Plus? That
no.
Has a-
OSN.
Yeah.
OSN, yes. OSN it was, sorry.
Yes, OSN has all the Oscar movies.
I pay for every platform. Can I just tell you, I've got every platform imagine.
Show
OSN has it. I watched it. Now, I just want to get everyone's review on it. 04-871-5544, The Whale. Rossi, you watched it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I liked it a lot, yeah. It's a bit depressing, though, but it's great.
Why? I have a feeling you didn't like it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Do I think it should have won the award? Yes. Do I think it should have been on... It was made for TV. That's how I felt it was. It was made for a TV, not a movie.
Okay.
Right? Like, I felt like it should just go straight to the TV. Anyway, it was boring for me for a lot of it. Not boring, but it was slow.
Maybe it's just not your type of movie.
I don't want to give too much away, but it was basically one shot. The whole movie.
Oh, really?
One shot.
I don't...
Right?
No. I thought there's different scenes.
It's one scene. As in, like, it's one...
Yeah.
It's all shot in the one place.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, that doesn't mean one shot. One shot's where they never cut.
No, like, I'm just saying, like, it's just in there.
Yeah, it's in that one room, basically.
Okay,
but
so...
But he does go to the bathroom a few times.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it was sort of not slow, but it was okay. But then that last scene, I nearly cried. Out of nowhere.
For you to almost cry is a big deal.
Because there's a father and daughter thing going on. Time there's a father and daughter thing going on, because I'm a girl dad like you, Rossi, like it's you're emotionally attached to this scene.
I get it.
Brendan Fraser's acting in that scene for me, unbelievable.
Well, obviously he's got a lot of prosthetics on as well, but he did put a lot of weight on for the role.
He put on the weight, yeah.
No, but he's wearing a fat suit or something, because it's just... If you get a chance, watch the movie. Now we're getting some calls on this. I want to get your thoughts on it. Rehan, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What do you think?
Oh man, it was devastating. One of the best movie, like acting, emotion, everything.
Yeah, that last scene, without giving it away, because we don't want to give too much away. But how was that last 10 minutes of the movie?
I couldn't believe how emotional it got, because in the middle there was this scene where it was like really emotional, and then towards the end they just took it up a notch.
Yeah,
acting was phenomenal.
How good's his acting? It made me not want to eat.
Yeah, and going back to like shot in one room, it was really set up like it's a play rather than a movie.
Correct.
Like it's just like on a stage, and it's like you're just focused on this one person.
Agreed.
It could definitely go to the West End.
Like a Broadway or something like that, something right? Like that, Salma, you say you have mixed feelings?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi. We're talking about the movie The Whale, the Oscar award-winning one that Brendan Fraser, it just released on OSN, I think 2 days ago. I watched it last night. What are your thoughts, Salma?
I have incredible mix of emotions. As I was watching every step of the way, I have a different feeling of emotion between anger and being judgmental of the character.
Yep.
Like, and I was thinking, like, how did it start? Why it was not controlled? And then towards the end, like, it's too good to be, like, so emotional. Like, it does not match. It does not match the whole story. And also, there's a message behind it. As you watch the progress of that guy, you say, you don't really have to pretend to be something. And if you see something, do it. You don't have to hide it. Be who you are.
Yeah, there are so many messages, little messages in this movie called The Whale. Watch it.
I need to watch it. I'm going to cry, aren't I?
You will cry.
I'm such a crier, like, when it comes to anything slightly emotional.
You're going to cry. You're going to cry in this one. But I would love everyone to go and watch it. Obviously, it's won the Oscars. Sometimes these winning movies that won Oscars are weird, and I don't think they're great.
Like, very artistic. And
I just think they're too much. But this, a little bit slow for me, and I'm a typical, like, I like a comedy or an action movie.
Yeah.
But a little bit slow in the, like, some parts of it, but that ending... When I tell you I got the goosebumps and Brianna was sitting next to me and my eyes were a little bit glazed.
Did she cry?
No, she didn't cry. And she looks, she said to me, ah, oh, I know. Yep, this is going to get you definitely. I'm like, I'm not crying.
So he teared up a little bit and then he ordered a bucket of fried chicken.
And just, no, you won't eat fried chicken after that, will you?
No.
Like, you don't want to watch it pretty.
Oh, really?
All right, it's called The Whale. It's currently on, what did I say, OSN?
OSN, yeah.
It's on OSN right now.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
So, you know that video that I put up of my mother and Brianna?
Yeah.
That went viral, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
there's a video of my mother and Brianna sitting on the couch, and I just filmed it, and it was my mum just touching Brianna's hand, like rubbing her hand, if you can imagine. It was a endearment. That's what it was for.
You know, like I'm here type.
Yeah, and the caption on this post that I posted a couple of weeks ago was basically like that Brianna really grew up without a mother, my wife. Her mother unfortunately fell into a coma when she was giving birth to Brianna.
Right.
And she remained sort of in that coma for nearly 26 years until she passed. So she grew up without a mum. And, you know, my mum being, you know, she's so loving and so warm and she's like, you know, she's always like, Habibti, I know you did not have a mother, but I want to be yours as the mother-in-law, and I love you. And, you know, mum's very affectionate.
Yes.
And Brianna's not as affectionate as that. Like, she grew up without that sort of touch feeling. Mm. Anyway, the video's had about 30 million views now.
Wow.
It just doesn't stop. It just keeps going. And it's when you get a video that goes 30 million views.
It's crazy.
You start to see how humans really are. And there's some of the comments on there are beautiful, right? I mean, some of the comments are like, inappropriate, like they're
oh my gosh, I had to read through the comment section. Oh,
trolls, like, basically.
Yeah, your mum and your wife.
You know what I mean.
Anyway, all right. So, like, just really sickening,
like,
and just disgusting. And I'm like, gosh, humans can be horrible.
Horrible.
But one of the I guess themes of the comments, was a lot of people said they don't like to be touched.
Interesting.
Right? Mm. I did not realize this. I don't mind being touched, like someone holding my hand. But even to the point of getting a massage, like I enjoy a massage. And I remember when I was with Brent Black and I went to go get a massage and I said, come and get one with me. He's like, oh, no, I don't like people touching me.
Yeah, my mum was saying the same thing the other day. She doesn't like a massage.
Because she doesn't like people touching her.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, I did not know that there were people like that. Mm. I thought everyone loved a good massage.
No. I guess not. I mean, some people are.
You could do a massage.
Yeah, I love it. I'll take it.
I love it, yeah.
Love it, yeah. Yeah. Basma, Nala, are you guys all right with massages?
I'm good. I like massages.
Okay, Nala's cool.
It depends on who's doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you mean?
What do you want? Like, a 6'6" man? Is that what you're looking for? Like,
Thor?
Or you're like,
Thor.
Yeah.
No, just someone I know. Like, okay. Not a stranger.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
I would rather
a stranger than someone that I know.
No.
Really? Nice.
No, that would be mortifying.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, pretty. Give Rossi a massage.
No way.
Why not?
That would be horrible.
Are you no to massages? I just want to hear from you because of the whole touchy thing. Like, is that a weird situation for you? Is getting a massage for you a little weird? Is it a little different and something that you can't do because you're not so cool with the whole touch thing? Again, I did not know that there were sort of people in the world that was that. For me, a massage, oh my gosh.
Like, there's nothing better.
Man, I don't know who you are. I don't even care. Get your hands all over my back and start pressing into my neck and start getting into, like, you know, I need that.
Yeah.
As soon as that, it's like someone touches your back when you've got like a sore back. It's the best feeling ever. Isn't
it?
It's
man,
like, it really relaxes you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'd get a stranger to scratch my back. I love getting my back scratched.
Yeah, we've warned you about that though.
Well, yeah, can you scratch my back? I don't know this guy. Get him away from me.
Yeah, let's not go there.
0487155444. Are you against the touch, and especially when it comes to a massage? Are you a person that cannot do a massage because you just don't want a random person having their hands on you? Mm. All right.
Yep.
0487155444. Okay. Phones are ringing right now. Let me get on to Pinkesh here. Pinkesh, hi.
Hello. How are you?
All right. Are you good or you're not good?
I'm good.
Oh, so you're like us. You're okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to find people that aren't okay right now because, again, in the comments on the Instagram, there were thousands
loads
of people.
Of them. Yeah.
You know,
thousands of them.
There's an actual term for this, the fear of being touched.
What's it called?
It's called, I hope I'm saying it right, hapophobia.
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 All right. Alhan, you are not okay with it.
No, I'm not.
So why? And did you discover this? Was there a moment then you realized, okay, I can't do a massage?
In general, I don't like anyone touching me. Okay. I feel it's like weird. Any kind of affection, like even if someone comes and tells me like, "I love you," let's say like, "Give me a hug" or something, I go like, "No thanks. I love you too, but okay. Don't touch me."
Oh wow!
Is it a personal space thing? Is it a germ
thing? Exactly. Yes. It is a personal space thing, but like, I'm okay with my kids touching me, that's fine.
Sure.
But, like, anyone else, like, you have to warn me. You have to ask for it. Like, can I have a hug? Maybe, yes, maybe. Oh.
Can I ask you something, a little personal here? Did you grow up with love in the family? Like, were your parents giving you a lot of hugs?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I think that's where it stems from. Like, with Brianna, because she doesn't have that, like, it's like you, Alhan,
yeah.
I think it's growing up as a child what you received a lot of.
True.
You know? Do you think so? Like maybe the mother forgot, obviously not there.
I don't know. I just think there could be something behind that. I'm not a psychologist and I'm not 100% sure on what I'm saying. So
because
every day, by the way, I just want to share something.
Yeah.
When I tell my father I love you, he goes like, yeah, have you too. Me too. And I go like, can I have a hug? He's like, sure, if it's necessary. So even my father is not that affectionate, you know?
And that stems down, like, yeah, I hear that. Like, my dad wasn't affectionate when we were kids, but my mum was.
Always, yeah.
Always, right? And that, and that embedded it into me. I'm very affectionate with my daughters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's...
It does make a difference, because, like, my sister-in-law is exactly like that. Like, she does not want hugs. You got to ask her. She's very awkward.
Is that because she didn't get it when she was younger?
And my in-laws, like Jeff's parents, are not huggy people. They're not huggy people.
Mm. Yeah,
it's only when I entered everyone's life. I give everyone hugs. Yeah. I'm holding hands. They're I'm like, I love you.
Your wife is crazy, Jeff. Yes, well, she's hugging us all.
Yeah.
But I think that's cool. Shady, is it Shady? Hi.
Yes, hi.
Brother, you're also against the whole massage and touch thing.
Oh, no, yeah, big time. I cannot even imagine somebody's touching me.
So can I ask you something? We're going through this. Your affection when you were a child, were you getting it?
Oh, no. Actually, well, I started feeling it when I was going to the hairdresser. Even I cannot allow him to touch my head, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, later on, I tried. I said, oh, there's something wrong, yeah? So let me try to do massage, yeah? But no, I feel like it's... Instead of enjoying, no, it's...
He was straight in and straight out in that massage.
So maybe it's hapophobia.
And you didn't get a lot of affection when you were younger, or you did?
No, well, not quite. I can't remember anything, but yeah, I mean...
Yeah, there's definitely some type of psychology around it. That's what I feel. Shadi, come over. Let me give you a massage now. Come over. Yalla. Come to the studio. I'll give you a good shoulder massage, neck. I'll look after you.
Do you know how many people would love to have that done?
Come on.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Time for an e-news hit.
Gossip.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, we are live right now at 9:26. What have you got for us?
So Katy Perry's taking a break from American Idol, and everyone's like, ooh, what's going on over here? Because she's been in a lot of controversy recently. But she's not leaving American Idol. She's not being replaced. She's playing at King Charles' coronation this weekend.
Oh, that's why she's not here.
So she's going to be missing on May 6th is the coronation. May 7th is the concert. So she's going to be missing a few shows. But Katy Perry has been under fire. And it has to do with Dubai-based Nutza, because she made a comment about Nutza's dress a few weeks ago. And fans were not happy about it. They haven't been happy about the comments that she's been making.
Was that because it was too
sparkly? It was too much glitter, she said. So.
Why are they hating on her for saying it's too much glitter? Can you not have an opinion anymore?
Yeah, so this season, everyone's saying Katie's been extra savage. So they're saying that this little break, because she's going to play for King Charles' coronation, is a welcome break for her.
Yeah.
So that she can reset a little bit.
And you never know. The producers may be in Katie's ear saying, hey, Katie, come on. Could you just be a little bit more like, I don't know, more opinionated?
Yeah.
Maybe they're pushing her. Maybe. When you do these type of shows, whatever it is, that you've got producers that are there to basically trigger you and try to get you to do certain things. And maybe for Katy Perry, she's done, How many years? How many? She's on to like been there for a while. They may want to just
6-7 years,
you know, recreate or what's the word?
Cause some controversy.
Yeah, but when you
reinvent
maybe rejuvenate even. You know what I mean?
Rejuvenate.
I don't think
rejuvenate.
No, that's not the word I'm looking for.
Okay, and let's talk about the Met Gala. All the celebs are done walking the red carpet. The theme this year was in honor of Carl, as in Carl Lagerfeld. Your co-chairs for this year were Dua Lipa, Roger Federer, Penelope Cruz, Michaela Coel, along with, of course, Anna Wintour. We had a few surprises on the red carpet. Pregnancy announcements. Serena Williams announced that she's expecting baby number 2 with her husband, Alexis Ohanian. It was really cute. She told reporters, "The 3 of us are very happy to be here," pointing to her baby bump. A lot of cats on the red carpet in homage to Karl Lagerfeld's cat, Chopette, who did not attend the Met Gala. Chopette was in Paris at home. Doja Cat came with like prosthetics on her face and cat ears to make her look like a cat. Like, think the Cats movie. And that's Doja Cat. And then Jared Leto wanted to be Chopette himself, so he showed up in a life-size cat costume. And
when I say it's a life-size, like, it's not like a cheap little cat costume. This thing looks legit.
Yeah, like, it's there. Some of my favorites, I have to say, of course, Rihanna always looks amazing. But Margot Robbie, stunning. She wore Cindy Crawford's dress on the red carpet.
What do you mean? The dress that Cindy Crawford once wore.
Yeah, in the 90s. Oh, she wore it, and she looked stunning.
How cool. Can I just say, how cool is Cindy Crawford?
Yeah, the coolest. You know, and she looks the same for the last like 40 years. Nicole Kidman wore the same dress she wore in the Chanel No. 5 commercial back in 2004. So there were a lot of nostalgic moments there. One of the biggest things that's going viral right now is that a cockroach made it onto the red carpet of the Met Gala. And the thing is, New York City is infested with cockroaches, so it's not a surprise. But I'm sure Anna Wintour was horrified that there was a cockroach there.
I mean, listen, I don't want to say it, but I think if you've missed it, we may have the cockroach on the show coming up.
No, you just stop
it. Exclusive interviews here on the Chris Fate Show. You know who? If we're going to chat to anyone on that red carpet, who do you want? Do you want Cindy Crawford or do you want the cockroach? You want the cockroach, of course.
No, I want Cindy Crawford.
No, of course not.
No, I want Cindy.
No, not at all, pretty, not at all. All right, well, thank you. Listen, hang out for us because we're going to try to get the cockroach on.
Can't wait.
I'm not joking.
I can't wait.
It's going to happen. Thank you, Pretty Mullah. Hit us with your tag.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
We are out of here. So much going on, by the way. Don't forget, Trevor Noah, we announced it yesterday, is coming to the Coca-Cola Arena.
October 3rd is when it's happening. But tickets go on sale this Friday, May 5th, 12 p.m. So go to livenation.me for more info.
All right, we are commercial-free. 104 minutes of commercial-free music coming up next. Have a great day. We'll be back in studio tomorrow, and it will be very motivational. We have a motivational speaker who's going to join us on the show, all right? So have a good one. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts, yalla.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.